Zvachim Pirkei Aleph, Mishnah Beis 11:2. The basic point of this Mishnah is going to be that the blood from a chatas, which splatters onto a kohen's garment, which needs to be laundered, is limited specifically to the kind of blood which, at the time it splattered, essentially, it should have been going on the mizbeach, but not blood that was, at the time it splattered, already no longer valid to go on the mizbeach. And we're going to divide the invalid blood, dam pasul, into two kind of subcategories. And the Mishnah is going to say, even though there are two subcategories, there's no difference between the two. In both cases, since it's invalid blood, it will not be required to be laundered in the Azara. So you might ask already, well, if that's the case, why does the Mishnah differentiate between two subcategories if there's no difference between the two subcategories? It seems to be a difference that makes no difference. The answer is, there are actually two separate mi'utin in the psukim. There's two different drashas, two different words in the pasuk, which limit these two subcategories from the applicability of requirement to be laundered in the Azara, and therefore we'll talk about both separately. Those mi'utim is, the one pasuk I read to you in the previous Mishnah's introduction was HaKohen HaMechate Osa, the Kohen who does the Chatas Osa Yochlena, he will eat it. The word Osa, it's like it, and as opposed to something else, is limited, and since the word Osa is not necessary at all, it could have said HaKohen HaMechate Yochlena, the Kohen who does the Chatas can eat it. So therefore, this is an extra word that comes to limit something. And also we had, in the next pasuk, the second part of the pasuk said, "Vasher yizeh midama," and if some of its blood from its blood splatters. But the point is, it says midama. The mem always from its blood is always a mute, limits to some blood. Yes, some blood. No. So we're talking about the some blood. It's applicable that it must be larger than some not. And again, it'll mean the blood that's not pasul must be blood that is pasul. Yes, must be laundered. Sorry, the blood that is not pasul must be laundered. The blood that is yes pasul need not be laundered. In the Azara. Okay, so the Mishnah says inside, Chatas psula, ein dama ta'un kibus. If you have an invalid chata, so then its blood need not be laundered from the garments. Bein shahaya la sha'asa kosher, or bein shalohaya la sha'asa kosher. Whether or not there was a moment in time when this blood was actually eligible to go on the mizbeach. The point is, by the time it splashed onto the garment, it no longer was eligible to go on the mizbeach. So, we're going to now describe psulim invalidations, which would make it both never eligible for going on the mizbeach, and that it had a shasa kosher. Could have gone for a time, but by the time it's relevant, it no longer could go on. So, says the Mishnah, Ezuhi shahaya la shasa kosher. What are the kind of invalidations of psulim that did have a window, a sha'a, a time when they could have been kasher, they could have been permitted to apply to the mizbeach? For example, shelana vishenitma vishayatsasa. Excuse me, vishayatsa'a. I said that badly. So, shalana means that it was left over the deadline. Usually, lina means to be left overnight. That's the universal meaning of lina. But here, it's sort of a borrowed term because the truth is that already when shkia happens, the blood can only be applied in the mizbeach. So, in this context, it means past the deadline of nightfall as opposed to the morning of the night, morning after the night. Okay, so the point is, as you know, the blood has to be applied the day that it's received, and if it wasn't, that becomes invalid. So that blood had a window of time when it could have been applied before Shkia, but it wasn't. So now, if the blood gets on the garment after Shkia, it's already passed its Shalana, it passed the deadline, and therefore there's no requirement to do Kibus, laundering it. Vishenitma'a means became Tame, the blood became Tame, so the blood when it was received in the Klisharis was eligible to go on the Mizbeach, but subsequent to that, it became Tame, one way or the other. Now we're talking here about a case where the Tzitz is not operational. You recall the Kohen Gadol has one of his eight vestments as the tzitz, that like sort of headband made of gold, says Kodesh Lashem. So there's a couple machlokas which make this hard to say in one simple sentence. There's a machlokas if the tzitz needs to be on the head of the Kohen Gadol or not to be functional. But the point is, if assuming the tzitz does its magic, because the tzitz is, let's say, on the Kohen Gadol's head, or maybe if you don't need that, just that tzitz isn't broken, so then the tzitz allows for Tameh Korbanos, tummy and blood, I should say, to be acceptable. Now, there's a separate machlokas and the Rishonim. If we're talking about lechachila or b'di'avad, you can apply the blood that's tummy on the mizbeach. But the point is, our Mishnah is saying, if you're in a scenario where the blood cannot be applied to the mizbeach because it's tummy, so let's call it when the tzitz is no longer around. So then, since it was kosher and not tummy when it was received in the klisharis, it could have been for a time applied, but now it can't because it came to me, and therefore it's going to be if a splash on the garment after the fact, after the time it became tameh, it does need to be laundered out. And vishe yatsa'a. Yatsa'a means it went out of bounds. You know, yotzei the psul. So that means, again, the blood is received in a klisharis, in an appropriate way, there in the tzafon, on the north part of the azara. But then it was taken out of the azara. Then it became pusul. So then, even though it had a shas, a kosher, it could have been for a time been applied correctly. Now that it went out of bounds, it can't be for back in and applied. So those are examples of it had shas, a kosher. And the ezuhi shalo hayala shas, a kosher. What examples are there of blood that never had a moment when it could have been applied into the mizbeach? For example, shenishchata chutz lizmana, chutz lizmakoma, if it was shechted and the time of the shechita, or of the Kabbalah for that matter, the Kohen had in mind that he's going to offer the blood or the emor, whatever it is, out to the proper time or place, those we know are psulim, just as shlo lishma is a psul. The point is, this korban was possible from the outset because the time of shechita already was invalid, so that never had a moment of kosher, and that blood will not be required to have kibbutz laundering in the azara, because even if it goes on the clothing of the Kohen. And also, vishikiblu psulin estama, if, forget the shechita, if the Kabbalah was done in an invalid way, the Kohen who received it, let's say if he wasn't a Kohen, for example, or he was a Kohen, but he was an Onan, or he was Tamir, or wasn't wearing the proper clothing, and so on, then the Kabbalah wasn't legitimate, wasn't valid. And since the only time that the blood has a moment to be eligible to be applied into the Mizbeach is after it's received in the klisharis, in a kosher, valid way, in these scenarios they weren't valid when they were received, and therefore the blood never had a moment of applicability to the mizbeach. And the point of our Mishnah, again, is just taking a step back and seeing the forest from the trees. If the blood, at the time it splashed on the garments of the Kohen, was already pusul, so then, regardless of whether it could have been applied at some point or not, it was pusul now when it splashed on, that blood does not need to be laundered in the Azara.